Ayo, Black Compass, Black Compass. I say, ayo, Black Compass, Black Compass Media. Salute to everybody tuning in. Everybody in the building. Just doing a quick little. BT just dropped the list. Top 50 bloggers. I mean, I'm sorry. Top 50 bloggers. My bad. I'm just speaking of existence. Top 50 battlers of all time list. So you know what I mean. I wanted to read that out real quick. I know it's early. People probably at work, whatever. Watch this. Hit the likes. Make sure you share this. Do all of that. Hold on real quick, man. Let me get into this real quick. BT top 50 rappers of all time list. This is in no order. Yo, drop a comment if you can hear me, though. Can you hear me? Y'all hear me? Chicago in here. Salute. I see you. I ain't saying your name deep. I ain't saying your name deep. Just hit that like button. You gonna respond or nah? Respond to what? What y'all talking about? What I'm responding to? Okay, let me see. Top 50 battle rappers of all time list. Number one, it's no order, but Loaded Lux, Murder Mook, Disaster, Daylight, Geechee Gotti, Charlie Clips. My God, timestamp in the building. DC in here, salute. Slime Ball Low, salute. Versus, who said my name? Balls Deep, Smashed. Oh, come on with that name, man. Come on, man. You got to change that name. Okay. Geechee Gotti, Charlie Clips, Rum Nitty, Pat Stay. Hold on. Now, already. It's a little discrepancies with this already. Daylight? Uh-uh. I'm gonna put that in the column of uh-uh. I don't know yet. That's a little, I don't know if they doing that off of lyricism or if they doing out, you know, off of success outside of battle rap. But in battle rap, Geechee Gotti, Charlie Clips, Rum Nitty, Pat Stay, DNA, K-Sean, A-Verb. So far, I'm not mad. Besides Daylight, that's Daylight, that one a little shaky. Besides that one, K-Sean, A-Verb, Tay-Rock, Cortez, O-Red, JC, Chilla Jones. I'm not even mad at Chilla Jones being on the list, man. Chilla Jones is an incredible writer. He just took penmanship to a whole nother level. So I ain't really too mad at Chilla Jones. Goods, Calico, Sue Surf, Hitman, Arsenal. Hell no. Whoa, 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 whoa. Flag on the play. First flag on the play I found at 1:01 p.m. on a Tuesday. Flag on the play. A-Ward. Why is A-Ward on this list? Respect to A-Ward. A-Ward's my guy. Hold on, man. Hold on. I need y'all to see me for this one. Hold on, man. Respect to A-Ward. A-Ward is my guy. A-Ward should not be on this list. Respectfully. Not yet. It's too early. You got a lot to... Still got... I wouldn't say you got a lot to prove because A-Ward is one of my favorites, but I still got to see you on the main stage. I still got to see you in certain elements that these other people on the list, I seen them. I still got to see you in that element. Like, I got to see you in certain elements. It's too early to have you on a top 50 list. Way too early. You know what I mean? You might be friends with whoever made this list up, so I ain't too mad. He might be a fan of you, so I ain't really too mad, but that's a little crazy. Sirius Jones. Jazz the Rapper, Conceited, Danny Myers, that's dope. Math Hoffa, R-Rex. If those of y'all that don't know, R-Rex is T-Rex's cousin. T-Rex is from Harlem. He's from LES. Nah, that's just a typo, man. T-Rex, Official, Marv, that's a crazy typo. R-X is a crazy typo. Like, my nigga said, that nigga, the T ain't, oh, the T is next to the R on the keyboard. Okay. He was typing fast. I get it. Official Marv 1. Big K. Uh-oh. We got another flag on the play. We got another flag on the play ASAP. Hold on. We got two flags on the play immediately. Immediately, we got two flags on the play. Big K and A-Wall. Respect to you guys. Big K, my guy. I ain't blocked on Twitter. Don't block me.
But you ain't, No, sirree. No, sir. Not yet.
I feel like Big K can make a list, but it's other people that should make the list before. Like, for if you worked at a fucking office for forever. You worked there for forever. They starting to give their first annual awards out. They skip over you and give the nigga that been working there for 6 months because he do a little bit better. They skip over you and give him an award first. That's crazy. That is crazy. And hold on. I'm gonna get to the comments. I see the comments. Head Ice. Where I'm at? RX official Marv, T-Rex official Marv 1 Big K. That's a flag on the play. Head Ice, I ain't mad at that. Young Gaddis, I ain't mad at that. Young Gaddis is a female and a woman battle rap culture. She is definitely a legend. She did a lot in the grind time scene. So I ain't really mad at Young Gaddis. Pass. That's a little flaggy. Like I'm not gonna lie. I wanna throw my flag, but I'm holding it. I'm holding it just in case I gotta throw it. But that's a little flaggy. I ain't gonna lie, it's a little flaggy. Pass, that's a little flaggy. Hollow to Don, I ain't mad at that. Iron Solomon, 40 bars, Ill Will, Thesaurus, Bill Collector. I ain't gonna lie. Hit the likes first off. Hit the likes. Run them likes up. Nigga said it's Eminem in there. Yo, I hate you niggas. I ain't gonna lie. I hate you niggas. Okay. But like I said, password, I said it's a little flaggy. It ain't too bad. Like, I ain't too mad at that. I'm not too mad at password, but it is some people that could have made this list. Bill Collector, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know yet. Nah, Bill Collector could be in there. I ain't gonna front. Bill Collector, I got the burner. Him winning a tournament. Him, how he revived his career and just the business moves he make and him being a comedian and just, and I ain't mad at Bill Collector, man. Illmac, definitely, I ain't mad at that. B-Dot, yeah, it's way too early. B-Dot, my guy, too. I like B-Dot, man. B-Dot, you know what I mean? He took a little break from battle rap this year, going through some personal ish, whatever, you know what I mean? I ain't too mad at, in this joint, they call B-Dot the West Coast Loaded Lux. I ain't really like that. I feel like B-Dot and Loaded Lux don't really sound alike, you know what I mean? I feel like unless to the common ear, yeah, they gonna sound alike. But when you break down what they say, they don't really sound alike. Too early for B-Dot. Too early, respectfully. Too early for B-Dot. Nigga said technical foul. Uh-oh. All right, flag on the play. Technical foul. Fuck it. Throw my little raw paper in the air. Fuck it. They saying Bill Collector shouldn't be on the list. Bill Collector, it's the comments. The comments saying that. And also, if you're tuning in, this list is not in order. The list is not in order. I just put it how they put it. I don't think it's order. Okay, so far, the chat right now, they saying B-Dot. They saying A-Ward. They saying Big K. They saying it's too early for these brothers. They saying it's way too early for these brothers. Nigga said, where's Deacon Frost? I hate you niggas. Oh, they get crazy. T-Top, Av, Shotgun Shook, Easy to Block Captain. Whoa. Hold up. Might have another flag on the play. Easy, my guy. It's way too early. I ain't gonna lie. I still got to see Easy. It's way too early. It is way too early for Easy to Block. I ain't gonna lie. It's too early. Now, Easy to Block will 1,000% be a top. He will 1,000% be a top 50 battle rapper when this shit is over. That's not even debating. But for right now, yeah, it's too early. Too early. Way too early for a title. It's still people that you gotta put in there before them. Where's Young Ill at? Where's Miss Hustle? Where's Big T? Easy to block captain. John and Don, Shotty Horvath, Sharon, and Ron. Yeah. I see what y'all tried to do. Y'all tried to sneak these opposite melanated brothers into this list. I see what y'all tried to do here. I see what y'all tried to do here. I definitely see what y'all tried to do. Y'all tried to sneak these niggas in this list. Why is Ron in this list? What? Top 50? Or what? Wait. Who top 50? First off, Rome is not making no list before Chess. That's number one. Like, come on, let's be honest. Second off, where's Lady Luck? Lady Luck should be in there if we gonna talk. I mean, you know what I mean? I definitely agree with that. Where's like this list? This list definitely this is an example of why we gotta stop validating people outside of our culture to tell us our culture. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like BT, and salute the company man. He just followed me on Twitter and shit like that. That's the guy that from BT that's doing this list. So I'm gonna get in contact with him. We're gonna chop it up, get this list. We're gonna get it right for the future. But for this current list, you could tell he definitely was tapping in with battle rappers. Like this list right here. This list right here got the feel and smell of a nigga that's just been on the phone with battle rappers. Hey. What about AWOL? You think AWOL is good? Yeah. AWOL definitely good. And then Big K. What about Big? Yeah, Big K definitely good. Yeah. Ron. Yeah, throw Ron in there too. Yeah. Throw Sharon. Yeah. Throw RX in there. Yeah. RX in there. Throw him in there. Yeah. Bill Collector too. Yeah, come on, man. Stop it. Listen. If we in this culture, we definitely, you like, for outside people tapping in, I get it. It's battle rap is lovely. It's dope. It's a great thing. BT and all these platforms is tapping in. But if you're going to tap in, you got to tap in with the people that's making it correct. You definitely should tap in. And you know what I mean? It don't hurt to just look on YouTube, type in battle rap, and just look at who's talking about battle rap and go to their channel. And you know what I mean? It take 1, 2, 3 to do your due diligence. It literally. 1, 2, 3. Again, if you tuning in, we got 200 in here. It's early. Salute. Hit the likes, of course. Top 50 battle rappers of all time list. Loaded Lux. This is from BT. BT put this out. I seen this list on Twitter or whatever. I believe this came from Henny Man. Henny Man put this. He just put it on the actual together. So salute Battle Rap Trap for that. BT top 50 rappers of all time. Loaded Lux, Murder Mook, Disaster, Daylight, Geechee Gotti, Charlie Clips, Rum Nitty, Pat Stay, DNA, K-Sean, A-Verb, Tay-Rock, Cortez, O-Red. And it's not in order. For anybody tuning in, it's not in order. It's just a free-for-all list. A-Verb, Tay-Rock, Cortez, O-Red, JC, Chilla Jones, Goods, Calico, Sue Surf, Hitman Holla, Arsenal, A-Ward, Sirius Jones, Jazz the Rapper, Conceited, Danny Myers, Math Hoffa, T-Rex, Official, Marv One, Big K, Head Ice, Young Gaddis, Passwords, Hollow the Dawn, Iron Solomon, 40 Bars, Ill Will, Thesaurus, Bill Collector, Ilmac, B-Dot, T-Top, Av, Shotgun Shug, Easy to Block, John the Don, Shotty Horror, Ron. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it all the way real. This list ain't that bad. Like, it's not really that bad. I see it's a lot of uproar. And the reason why it's a lot of uproar is because, first off, with a list, when you do a list, everybody's not going to be happy. Like, Black Compass, we did a lot of lists. We got a lot of dope lists out there. I've never did a list and seen a list where everybody was happy. Champion. I did Champion, I think, 3 years straight now. I've never seen a time where people was happy with the Champion list. So lists, everybody ain't going to be always happy with. That's just number one. Niggas ain't always going to be happy with a list. But you can do your best to make sure a list is accurate. So this is not that bad. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm going to give this list like a 6. Because he do got a lot of the key names on there. But you tried to be slick. You tried to definitely be slick and add some of these names in there. Wrong.
Why is Ron in this list? Respect the Ron. I don't want Ron to feel like I'm beating him up or I'm killing him, but it's definitely, you got to know this, man. Sharon, my guy. I like Sharon. I think in 20 years when y'all do another list, in 10 years when y'all do another list, but it's other people I feel like could definitely come before Sharon on this list. I feel like, hold up, is Arsenal made this list? Hold on, let me just check something real quick. Okay, Arsenal made this list. Okay, like, for example, I feel like you should definitely have incorporated some of the women in this. Like, E. Hart not being on this list is egregious. Miss Hustle not being on this list is egregious. Who else? Who else I'm missing on this list that I know is supposed to be? Briz Rothstein not being on this list is egregious. Come on. Briz not being on this list, that's a little crazy. Nigga said, why shot? I mean, you gotta, no. We is not, McCollum, we is not separating the women from the men. No. Why are we doing that? This ain't WNBA in battle. Yo, first and foremost, my God, we gotta stop. Listen, we got to stop doing this, man. WNBA and NBA requires physical ability. It's a clear physical difference between an NBA player and a WNBA player. From athleticism, from size, you cannot put them together. This is rap. Niggas is just rapping. They ain't shooting. They ain't hitting shit out the park. They just rapping. You don't gotta separate them. It's rap. It ain't, you know what I mean? I can understand when you make an NBA list and a WNBA list, and you might want to separate Tina Charles and Elisa Leslie from Giannis and Embiid, of course, yeah. But in battle rap, if they both had the rap, you know, you ain't gotta separate them. But I feel like Briz Rothstein definitely should have made this list. I feel like Murder Mook is on. Okay, cool. Check. I don't see Charlie Clips. Okay, Charlie Clips is on it. Okay. Rum Nitty made it. Okay. Where's Reed Dollars? I don't see Reed Dollars. Now, this is the thing. This is the only thing I would say about it when somebody with somebody making a list. Salute the Blind Tay. No pun intended. He said Blind Fury should have made it. Niggas just saying anything. I get it. Niggas just saying anything. Big T should have definitely made it. Big T should have definitely made it. I don't know what. this nigga wildin'. No Young Ill is crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That's damn near egregious. That's kind of crazy. Reed Dollars is crazy also, man. Reed Dollars, I feel like Philly, y'all should be bombing them up. Nigga said, Polo, come on, bro. What female rapper you putting over Jay-Z or Tupac? Whoa. Slow down. You too loud. Whoa. We ain't saying all that now. But it is women rapper. It is female rappers that's up there, though. Check Bahamadia, stop it. When we bumping in the street, stop it. It is some female rappers that can spit. Don't do that. Yeah, how you got Bill Collector and Easy to Block Captain, but no Reed Dollars? Like, that don't make no sense. Yeah, it is a lot of KOTD rappers on here, but I'm gonna give some. So we was in Spaces, and I found out that the editor of this is cool with Big K. So Big K, I guess, knew the editor or whatever, and I just put two and two together. I'm 1,000% sure. And Remy Ma cold too, yeah. As far as rappers, y'all said female rappers that can spit with the men. Remy Ma can spit with the men also, like regular shit, but I'm not gonna lie, it started making sense to me, right? So I did a in the spaces, Big K pulled the guy up, everybody arguing, you know, all the top A-verb spaces, all the niggas. A-verb spaces done turned into like the disgruntled where all the mid-tier and old guys, they just go when they mad at the young niggas, man. They, yo, look at these niggas over there. They think they getting money. They don't know back in my days. We had, yeah, it just turned into that. But I'm not gonna lie. Nah, stop it. 50 is too many. We need 20. Nah, because I feel like 20 niggas would have been on suicide watch. 20, the culture would have been in uproar today. 50, 20, the culture. Oh, yeah, no B Magic is crazy. How you got the one of the best punches in history and you ain't got B Magic on there? Like, what is going on? Diz is on there. Diz deserved to be on there, though. That's 100% fact. Diz deserved to be on there. Nigga said they should have dropped the 75 instead of 50. For what? And no Cassidy on the top. Hold up. Time out. No Cassidy on the top 50 list is crazy. I know what y'all want to say. Y'all can say what y'all want about Cassidy, but Cassidy and Murder Mook was literally, growing up, was literally the pillars and like the face. Like, I remember Cassidy on his first album. He did a him versus the Hustler verse. He did a battle joint on the album. I said Chess already. I said no Chess is crazy. I said that. No Chess not making this list is crazy. New Jersey Twerk not making this list is kind of crazy. I'm just being honest because, look, this ain't a top 50 best non-slip-up list. You know what I mean? I think definitely Twerk deserved to be on there for sure. Cassidy just got in the game. Nah, but you got to understand, Cassidy literally got his deal and got notice from a lot of people from the freeway battle when he, yo, throw a beat on. Nah, yo, throw a beat on. Like, he got notice from that. That's kind of crazy. But again, it's no order. Again, look, if you tuning in right now, because I see more people pulling up. If you tuning in right now, this is the list. This is the top 50 list. We in here talking about it, just having some conversation real quick. I'm not too mad at I'm gonna be honest. Big K, I'm not really too mad at. Now that I really think about it and I break it down. It makes sense, man. It makes sense for Big K a little bit. But it's other names. Like, who else we... okay, so let's do this. Let's do process elimination real quick. And I want the comments. I want y'all to chime in with me. For Big K, who would you eliminate Big K and put on? Would you put Briz and Chess ahead of Big K? Briz, Chess, Miss Hustle, E Hart. Would you put them ahead of Big K? Nigga said they had a white quota. I'm crying. Nigga said they had a white quota. Y'all gonna give me... Okay. Okay, damn. Y'all all got him over Big K. Okay, the chat going crazy. Y'all all got him over Big K. Okay. Let me see. What's the next one? Who else looks shaky? A Ward. Do you got Briz Royston, Miss Hustle, E Hart, Chess over A Ward? And let me throw Twerk in there too. A lot of people saying, I see a lot of people saying they will replace Av. Oh, Av is on this list. Holy shit. I didn't even see that. Nah, Av low key. Av can stay here. Av can low-key stay here. I ain't gonna lie. Av, one of my favorites. He can stay here. I ain't mad at that. But putting Av before B-Magic is crazy. Respectfully. B-Magic should go on this list off the strength that... off the simple fact... B-Magic should go off this list off the simple fact that Conceited is on this list. Conceited is a legendary battle rapper. But B-Magic is a legendary puncher.
in one of the first punches and had some of the craziest moments in battle rap. So I'm trying to figure out how you could do that. And also, I gotta ask you a question from my Philly people, everybody in Philly. How do y'all feel about Bill Collector and Easy being on this list before Reed Dollars? And Ines too. I forgot about Ines. Ines definitely should get some consideration. He should get some consideration. I almost jumped out the window, caught myself. I ain't gonna lie. B Magic not being on the list is crazy. I ain't gonna front. That's a little crazy. Easy being on this list is a little crazy. I'm gonna take it up to you. Gotta understand, a lot of these lists from these industry people, they don't really be watching the shit like that. They'll watch it, but they'll have, and I'm not talking about the company man, the guy that did this list. I'm just saying in general, a lot of these industry lists come from them getting recommendations from somebody else. They don't really come from themselves like that. And that's what I'm, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. They would have known that. They would have hollered at me, sent me this, or any tone, anybody sent it to, I ain't mentioning the other blogger's name. I ain't gonna front. It's war right now. It's war right now. It's war. I ain't mentioning no other blogger's name. Fuck that. Get your own clout, nigga. My bad. I'm fixing my blunt. Who I think need to be? I definitely, like I said, I think B-Magic need to be there. I think B-Magic need to be there. I think B-Magic need to be there. Yeah, I ain't giving these niggas no clout, man. These niggas want clout so bad. How did Easy to Block surpass Twerk? Now, I ain't gonna front. The battle rappers is hot right now. They mad at this list. Y'all see it's hard. When I be doing these lists, when I be like, I be tapping in with France and like the media and shit like that. I be trying to put together these lists and shit. Niggas do not be wanting to put out lists because they don't want the backlash. You know what I mean? Battlers, they get mad at a lot of shit. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck. I'll put the list out. But who you taking out, Polo? Like I said, respectfully, A-War definitely will be get taken out. I just feel like it's too early for him. Ron, I get it. You battled with Charles Hamilton. You cooked him in front of Penn State. Listen, I know my history. I understand. I ain't even blink when I said that. Ron, you out of here. I ain't gonna lie. Daylight. See, his names I could get off before Daylight. That's why I ain't going to do too much on Daylight. But, stop it. I could never clout chase from nobody. How? Nigga, I am the clout. Fuck I'm clout chasing for? What do you mean? Fuck you mean? Talking about clout chase. Nigga, I'm about to clout chase off these niggas. Fuck you. Danny Myers, Pat Iron would have been the only one. Oh, yeah. Nah, I ain't mad at Shoddy Horror, bro. I ain't gonna front. I ain't really too mad at Shoddy, man. Y'all gotta understand, Shoddy is in a whole nother place. Yeah, if you now pulling up, it's a lot of people pulling up. Here's the list right here. Top 50 battlers of all time. Loaded Lux, Murder Mook. You know what I mean? Top 50. BET put out a list. They made a top 50 list. Make sure when this video is over too, y'all in the comments, y'all commenting on the video, y'all putting y'all top 50 in there. Y'all not just, you know what I mean, logging in on fake accounts and just trolling to try to get niggas to respond to Pepe Le Pew with the mustache and shit. We here. Top 50 battle rappers of all time. And it's no order. Again, it's no order. I definitely feel like the people that should be on this list, and I don't want to, I ain't really, we'll break it more down on the radio show later today. That's why I ain't really going too crazy with it. But Yo, stop it. Y'all saying clean and quantum physics. I mean, I ain't mad at kitchen clean. Quantum physics. It depends on what. This nigga, nah, I ain't repeating that. That was a good one. Who's the number one female to me in the history of all time? It's between the number one female in history for me is between Jazz the Rapper, Miss Hustle, and E Heart. Those the number one females and Shuni. Those like my top four. My five is all, my fifth is always interchangeable. It be changing sometimes from 40. It changed from 40 to official. So my fifth is interchangeable, but my four that's locked in for sure, Jazz, Shuni, Miss Hustle, and E Heart. Those my four locked in favorite female battle rappers of all time, hands down. But my fifth is always into 40 bars is always in my fifth. You know what I mean? It's between 40 and official. My fifth is interchangeable. So whenever I do a top five list, I always say four, and then I leave the fifth one open because I like to change a lot. Stop it. How is Jazz nowhere near top? How? Every time she come out, she a main event, sir. Every time she step outside, it's a movie, sir. How? Yeah, I ain't going front. BT, you got to do a spell check. You got to do a spell check before you release another one of these. RX is crazy. I'm scratching my head. I ain't going to lie. I'm like, who the fuck is this? Somebody said, it's Hustle 40 after. Again, I ain't mad at y'all list. A nigga asked me what I like. I ain't mad at y'all. Y'all like what y'all like. Well, I got to like what y'all like. I ain't mad at you niggas. We don't give a fuck about the women battle. Let's keep it a buck. Oh, you out of pocket. You'll definitely tell your shorty, yo, go give me a sandwich. Shut the fuck up. Go give me a sandwich. That's how you talk to your shorty saying that. Change Rock with Disaster. Tay Rock is on this list. What you talking about? Wait, hold up. Tay Rock not on this list? Yeah, Tay Rock is on this list. I swear to God, I was about to burn this list down if I ain't see Tay Rock. I swear to God. Pastay is definitely a legend, man. Come on, man. Stop it. Rest in peace first off to Pastay. He definitely, I don't even think we got to debate that. What we got to debate about Pastay? He adapted to every element, every climate. Yo, I'm not going to lie. I was muted this whole time, and I was literally just saying the craziest fuck. Rest in peace, Pastay, man. Pastay definitely should be on this list, man. Pastay has some of the most legendary performances on multiple leagues. Oh, as a prime example of the embodies the art of battle rap. From all his styles, whether he's joking on you, whether he's spitting motis, whether he whatever pocket he's in, Pastay definitely should be on there. Come on, man, stop it. I don't even feel like that's I think that's a no brainer. Like I seen somebody put Pastay though. Yeah, I'm gonna run it back. Fuck it. I swear to God. Why y'all keep saying I ain't got no sound? I definitely got a sound. Stop trolling, nigga. Disaster is definitely on there. I'm not gonna lie. I think Pastay, if he was still alive, he would still be on this list. That's a no brainer. Rest in peace, Pastay. I ain't gonna lie. Rest in peace, Pastay. I miss that nigga, man. I ain't gonna lie. Probably what the maker of the list said. The maker of the list, if you want to know, his Twitter is Shit, nah, I don't want y'all bombing the nigga, actually. I ain't gonna front. Hold on. Let me see what's his name. His name on His name on Twitter is The Company Man, man. Make sure y'all go tap in with him. If you're going to write him, I mean, be respectful. Like, if you write somebody and you're going to be disrespectful, 9 times out of 10, they ain't going to respond back to you. But if you're respectful, you know what I mean, hit him up. The Company Man on Twitter. Hit him up. Just say, hey, listen, whatever your list is, I'm going to run and say your list. Remember, when y'all hitting these people up, just be a little bit respectful. You know what I mean? Yeah, Cassidy, I got to talk to him. He left Cassidy off. He's wilding. Jay Mills, I ain't. See, the thing about Jay Mills is, I don't think so. I think Jay Mills left the game before his imprint could be kind of remembered to the masses. Like, in New York, everybody know who Jay Mills is. Everybody know his legendary status, you know what I mean? Battling on different blocks and all that. But to the world, I feel like from that era, and the same thing kind of with Reed, I feel like the reason why these dudes kind of don't be included in a lot of the accolades in this current time is because in the time back then, they got out the game before, you know what I mean? They got out the game while the book was still being written, you know? So that's what happens in the history books. It's people that fight wars, and you hear about them, and it's the people that stay home from the war, and you don't hear about them. So I just feel like they got out the game too early. So I think maybe that's – I don't understand why Reed wouldn't make the list, though, because Reed had a viral – from all the moments, like, you could really break down Reed Dollars had a viral freestyle, countless classic battles. The nigga was pulling up to New York. He was pulling up everywhere battling people. You couldn't mention Philly Battle Rap at one point without mentioning him. So I definitely feel like he should, nigga said dummy man list. Yo, yeah, Battle Rap is, yeah, Sirius Jones is on here. Yeah, it's soldiers that die on the battlefield and their story never get told, but their dog tags get found. Remember that. You lead a war too early, you might miss the story. Jay Mills ain't top 100. Y'all out of pocket. Who is Danny? I ain't gonna front. The nigga that made this list, Danny Myers, was such a lock. The nigga said, I'm just putting Danny. I ain't putting Myers. I'm just putting Danny. I'm just putting Danny. And I ain't gonna front. Say what you want. Jin not being on this list is kind of crazy. I remember. I know funny shit. This was back in the day. I had a basketball game in Harlem. I'm trying to remember the name of the tournament. We go after the tournament, we go to Taste the Seafood. As we go to Taste the Seafood after the tournament, it's in Harlem, Taste the Seafood. This is when they had the, they got a chain of them now, but back in the day, they only had two of them. This is when we went to the joint, Taste the Seafood. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's the shit where Alicia Keys, where Mos Def egregiously ordered hot chocolate and fried fish. Like, that's one of the most egregious combinations I've ever heard in my life. But anyway, you don't know my, but anyway, we go down the block. We in Taste the Seafood. We go down the block. I see this long-ass line. This long-ass line. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? The line was wrapped around the block. Coming out of Foot Locker. Boom. I go up to Foot Locker. Nigga, Jen is doing an autograph signing. This is when the white and blue 18s just came out. You could Google the year. The white and blue Jordan 18s just came out. I remember it because the nigga had it on his feet. A little fly short Asian nigga. Nigga had it on his feet, kicked up, chilling like this with the 18s kicked up. I'm like, ooh, who this? He had a line around the block, man. Jen Impact. A lot of people don't talk about that. Jen really had an impact, man. Marv 1 is definitely on the list. Y'all know Marv 1 gonna make every one of these lists. But nah, no funny shit. Jen had a line around the block. Jen should have been on his list. His impact, people don't talk about it. His Jen impact, people don't really talk about it. They sweep under the rug because Sirius Jones did a lot of racist, you know what I mean? A little racist name flips back in the day. You know them racist, them you had 2 billion people. You couldn't go platinum over there. You know, them racist joints back in the day was hitting. Them racist joints. Ree, Enes, Cassidy need to be on there, and I'm from Atlanta. Definitely. Definitely. I feel like, hey, this is the first list. I feel like, you know, maybe Complex or somebody. I'm gonna tap in because I got a Complex editor that follow me on Twitter. I'm gonna tap in with him, see what we could do, get a Complex list out there. Yeah, nah, them racist joints, them racist punchlines back in the day. I don't know what, nigga. That was a different time period. Niggas love them racist lines. X Factor is the pause bar king. Nah, that shit was racist. Let's be real. I ain't gonna front. If a nigga was battling a black person and he said, nigga, you from Africa. Y'all couldn't get no more rice over there. Like, he said some shit like, what? You'll be like, huh? Huh? Come on, man. Stop it. That was racist. It was fire. It was a little racist. 2 billion people in China. You couldn't go platinum over there. That was kind of crazy. Yeah, Sirius Jones said that. I ain't never gonna forget that. That's one of the coldest bars I heard. Khan versus Dumbfounded was the same thing. That wasn't long ago. Khan kicked Dumbfounded ass, though. It's a difference. B-Dot already did a battle rap list on Complex. Did he do one this year? Battle rap changes every... when did B-Dot do one? Because I see B-Dot with Elliot Wilson all the time. When did he do a battle rap list? Nah, Clean had one of the hardest lines, too. Round here, son. Bitch, nigga, stop watching Smack. That's one of those. 2 billion people, you couldn't go platinum over there. That's one of those. I'm going to put this list up one last time. I'm gonna let y'all see this shit real quick. You, we here. Again, if you tuning in, top 50 battle rap, BT battle rappers list of all time. Make sure y'all hit the likes. Smash the likes. Make sure y'all leave a comment. Yeah, man. Listen, man. We be back. Hold on. Oh, Solo. You trolling now. If one nigga been two niggas been three niggas. Three niggas bring four niggas. Four niggas bring more niggas. If more niggas bring four niggas, that's like one of the craziest how did he think of that? That nigga said one nigga. That nigga said one nigga bring four nigga. Four nigga bring more nigga. That nigga sounded mad Asian too. Like he sounded like he was in a karate flick or some shit. I'm probably not going. I said nigga too many times on this episode. I'm definitely not going to be able to monetize it. B-Dot did a bracket list 7 months ago with Nick Cannon and Polo. Nobody remember that shit. Nobody remember. Who remember that? Dre Dennis. Oh, man. Dre Dennis, man. I ain't going to lie. Dre Dennis, you might have to go holler at that ball. I ain't going to lie. He doing too much now. Son, I just watched the interview. Nigga tripled down on what he said. Dre Dennis, you might have to bring one nigga for bring four. Four nigga, bring more and get that nigga up out of here. I ain't gonna lie. That's kind of crazy. That nigga doubled down on that. I'm thinking, all right, it's battle rap. I watched the nigga do a, I'm saying nigga so much. I'm sorry. I don't know why. I said I was gonna stop saying nigga too, but I can't. It's hard. I went a week without saying nigga like that. It's hard. I'm trying to eliminate that from my vocabulary, but it's hard. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Nah, we not doing that. I ain't gonna front. Posting, yo, niggas be needing hands and feet put on them. Posting, if I'm a battle rapper,
and we battling, and you try to decide you want to not battle me and be Maury, I'm telling you, I'm putting these in your face. These is going right in your face. I promise you. You're bugging. Yo, we getting way out of line with this shit, man. Y'all rewarding these weird clout chasers. We just getting out of line with this shit, man. Like, what's cool and what's not? When did that, how was that battle? Like, what's cool about that? Come on. Nigga should have put hands and feet on that nigga. And it's because y'all niggas, y'all making these weird, these like, this clout chasing shit, this shit is crazy, man. Niggas be trying to get in algorithms. Niggas be trying to get in algorithms. Niggas be trying to stay in afloat because they can't stay afloat. They come up with stupid shit. I ain't gonna lie. Now, I'm not gonna lie. Arsenal showing T-Top baby mom giving that was respectfully was crazy, but T-Top second round for that was one of the craziest shits in battle rap. And the real question, somebody said the real question is it a fact? We will never know if it's a fact or not. And why do we care? What do Dre Dennis kids got to do with us? That don't make no sense. Yes, Calico's, come on, y'all know Calico making a list. Come on, man. Y'all know that. Nah, it wasn't a skit. I watched him. He doubled down. He tripled down on that. He definitely tripled down on that. I watched the live with the brother. He definitely tripled down. The brother actually said, I'm gonna keep it real. The brother actually said he had way more shit. But he ain't wanna say it. But I ain't gonna front, man. We got this whole weird, this clout chasing gossiping era we in, man. We got niggas with allegations telling niggas to pull up the max out. For what? Niggas is crazy. Polo, off topic. How you feel about battle rappers spawning with their opponents? I'm here to tell y'all right now, 91% of these niggas is sparring with each other. I'm just being honest with y'all. I'm just being honest with y'all. I'm just being honest with y'all. 90, he don't want no fade, man. If he wanted a fade, why you make a YouTube video? Why you make a YouTube video? Why you invite a nigga? Like, what the fuck is this, the 1970s? Like, what are we inviting a nigga to a duel? The fuck is he like? Who do that? Where do they do that at? I ain't never. Yo, listen, man. We can meet up here at 4 p.m. on a Thursday and we can get it on one-on-one. Man, get this shit up out of here, man. You gotta stop it. Yo, what's up? As soon as I talk about this nigga, look at the freaky shit that start coming. What is this? What the fuck is this? What is this? The freaky shit, man. Where my Mods at? Mods, what's up? Get this nigga out of here. Man, I'm not even engaging. I'm not. He said, plus he, and that nigga want a New Year fade too. Nigga said, like, what you training for this shit, my nigga? What you about to hire a trainer? I ain't never seen no shit like that. How many people he beat on the list? Who beat who on the list? What y'all talking about? Big T. Big T. Who? Y'all talking about who? Big T? I know, right, nigga? Hey, man, listen. In February after Max Out, we can definitely meet up and get it on. Like, nigga, what? Huh? Nigga definitely training. If you think a nigga probably high, I'm telling y'all. Yo, shit, I can't make this up. That nigga said, hey, man. That nigga said, hey, listen, we can meet up on Max Out. We can meet up on Max Out, and after next year, let's make it next year, though. We can meet up, and we can agree to fight. What? Huh? Huh? What? I can't make this up. I can't, man. Nigga said we can meet up next year. I ain't never heard a nigga try to pre-book a fade. Nigga tried to pre-book a fade. I thought the word on site was for a reason. Nigga tried to pre-book a fade. Nigga tried to RSVP a fade. And don't bring nobody either. What? I don't know. I think brothers need to be focused on their court dates. Brothers need to be focused on what they need to be focused on. Waiting 4 months for a fade is crazy. I ain't gonna lie. And how that waiting 4 months for a fade is crazy. And ARP, this why the fans was on your ass. This why they was on your ass. Because, hey, you said on this shit, RBE don't really rock with him. And then the nigga on this talking about he invite niggas for duels and shit at y'all shit. Like I said, we can meet up for a fade. That shit crazy. Nigga said, I got Polo with the win. I know he could Goldberg spare nigga with that ball head. Boy, I ain't sparing nobody. I'm not sparing no nigga. I'm not gonna spare a nigga. Like, I got hands. You feel me? I got hands. These joints nasty. These work. Other things work too. These work nasty. I'm telling you. I pinky promise you. These work nasty, nigga. Nasty. I promise you. These really is nasty, nigga. These is knockouts. These is knockouts. You feel me? The chat wilding. The chat getting me wild. I ain't gonna lie. Y'all getting me wild. Y'all wilding right now. I promise you, these work nasty. But I ain't doing none of that. You got it, bro. You got it. Listen, top 50 battlers of all time list. Make sure you rewatch this. Make sure you click it. Make sure you check it out. Leave in your comments. Because we're going to talk about this lady on the radio show. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to be at homecoming. That's 100% fact. Definitely going to be at homecoming. Who would I swipe out the list? You're going to have to rewatch this episode because I said it multiple times. Make sure you leave in the comments who you would swipe out on this list. Don't leave your top 50. I ain't gonna lie. You can narrow it down. Just leave just put in the comments who's missing from this. Am I on cap? Don't back down, Polo. We got, I ain't backing down, bro. These niggas just want clout, man. They just trying to get in the algorithm. It's a coincidence that all three of the old era bloggers got the same blog at the same different time, bro. These niggas be on the phone planning this shit, man. They just be trying to get clout, man. They can't keep up with the spaces. They can't keep up with the new era. They can't keep up with the way shit going. They can't keep up with the graphics. They can't keep up with the interviews, the classic shit. They can't keep up with the face-offs. They can't keep up with any of that. And you can't talk that replaceable shit with me because we was one of the first platforms to get... Come on, man. Let me not even get into all that, man. I ain't even gonna do none of that. B Magic missing Quantum Physics. Yeah, they ain't have twerk on. Hey, I'm gonna put the list. I'm gonna end it with the list, actually. I'm gonna put the list up here. BT top 50 rappers all time. Ending the video off. Make sure you check it out. Loaded Lux, Murder Mook, Disaster, Daylight, Geechee Gotti, Charlie Clips, Rum Nitty, Pat Stay, DNA,
Kayshawn, A-Verb, Tay-Rock, Cortez, O-Red, JC, Chilla Jones, Goods, Calico, Sue Surf, Hitman Holla, Arsenal, A-Ward, Sirius Jones, Jazz the Rapper, Conceited, Danny. They just put Danny. I guess he too much of a boss. You ain't have to put the Myers. You know what I mean? Danny, Math Hoffa, RX, T-Rex. You know what I mean? They there's a little typo. The R is next to the T on the keyboard. They probably was using the Apple because it's, you know, Apple MacBook. You hit the R, you might hit the T by accident. Av is on here. Shotgun Shug, Easy to Block Cat, John the Don, Shotty Aura, and Sharon and Roan. Make sure you leave who y'all fucking with, who y'all like. Leave all this on there. Niggas said they should have a top 10 ghostwriter list. I'm screaming. I'm screaming. That's funny. Danny the Myers. Danny the Myers go crazy. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie though. This list ain't that bad though. It's bad. It's bad, but it ain't that bad. It's a little key. It's definitely a battle rapper helped him out with this list. 100% sure. Cause it's certain things that sticking out to me like a sore thumb on here. But we're gonna get more into that later and shit like that. It's not a bad list at all. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I could sit here and act outraged if I wanted to. It ain't really that bad. If we being honest, I've seen some way worse lists than this. If we being honest, so for whoever did this list, for this to be his first time, it ain't too much off. He just got a few things he got to tweak. You know what I mean? He definitely should have some more type of women imprint on this list. You know what I mean? You don't want to make that dumb feel ignored. Period. Jazz the Rapper is dope, but you also have E Hart out there. You got Miss Hustle out there. You got Lady Luck out there. You got Remy Ma out there. You got I'm just saying, if you wanted to go that route, you got a lot of legends out there, man. It's a lot of legends out there. Shuni the Rapper. Shuni is definitely should be on this list. You know what I mean? If you're gonna put Sharon respectfully to Sharon, I don't want to seem like I'm killing Sharon. I like your haircut. I definitely like how you going to a black bar, but you could tell by how they sharpening the edges and shit. But I'm not trying to even kill Sharon. It ain't even about that. I definitely feel like it's other people that should. Couture. You got Couture. Couture is one of the best anglers. You know what I mean? Yo, you're trolling now. I ain't even reading what somebody just said. Misfit. You know what I mean? It's definitely some people that should have been on this list, or should have at least been considered for on this list. Respectfully, for me, respectfully, the people I'm looking at, and I don't even want to turn this into like taking somebody off of a list shit, because this still a good look for battle rap. It's a dope look at BT Watch. That mean these big corporations, they're paying attention. They looking. Battle rap is not something that you can hide in the closet no more. Like this, like, or hide. I don't want to say closet. Nah, that's a bad choice of word. Battle rap is not something you can hide. You can hide anymore. I'm just gonna say hide. Fuck it. You can hide anymore. You know what I mean? This out there, man. You gotta do that. Great show. Yeah, yo, facts. That Mike P, yo, make sure y'all go check out that Mike P episode, man. I thought that was incredible. I think Mike P, I didn't realize Mike P was that good at, like, breaking down battles and shit. Like, I would definitely cook up with Mike P before. Definitely, and another thing I would say to, if you listening, to whoever made this, Company Man made this list. If you ever hear this video, you listen to it, you check it out. Another thing I would probably improvise in this list, I'll probably put in this list, I would definitely try to incorporate B-Magic, Reed Dollars, Young Ills. When you're doing these all-time lists, you got to think about the all-time people in their city. You know what I mean? If you're going to Philly, if you're going to pick an Easy to Block captain, you got to make sure that you done went through all of, you covered every corner before you get the Easy to Block captain. Because I could have told you, before you got the Easy, Reed Dollars and Enes was at Geno's. They were chilling getting a cheesesteak. I don't know if you drove right past them. I don't know. You know what I mean? Philly is kind of crazy. It's dangerous out there. I can understand. You drove right past them. But definitely, for sure, Reed Dollars and Enes was waiting for you. They was waiting for you. And I ain't going to lie. I don't know if you missed it. It was a big mansion, too. It was like right there. You probably missed it because you was just driving past to get the Easy to Block. Cassidy. I don't know how y'all miss Cassidy. That's kind of crazy. How the hell you miss Cassidy? I don't understand that.
How do you miss Cassidy? And then, respectfully, this list is West Coast heavy a lot, though. I ain't gonna lie. It's a lot of West Coast on here. And then, it's a few lists. It's not a bad list, but it's a few names that need to be taken off and maybe included in the next list. For y'all to put out a top list and miss certain names, this kind of do kind of hurt people's brands and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It definitely do. But hold on. It definitely do hurt people's brands and shit like that. Every time it definitely do. I see Cola in here. What's up, Cola? Shit, I'm just breaking down this list before I forget. Because I smoke too much. By the time tonight come, I done forgot what I wanted to say. But yeah, man, listen, man. Make sure y'all hit these likes. Make sure y'all share the stream. Y'all put this out there. Radio show tonight. I'll be back. Yo, salute everybody. Thank you for watching, man. BlackCompassMerch.com. Check us out. We on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. Black Compass BCM, I think. That's probably bad. I should definitely probably check that before I just gave out a recommendation. But it's Black Compass on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter, Black Compass BCM. Follow all the handles. Make sure you check out BlackCompassMerch.com. Patreon, salute. We definitely going to be dropping an OT. Tone was in Ireland, you know what I mean? And he had to do some little editing, so we gonna be dropping that. So, yeah, salute to everybody, man. Radio show going to be a movie tonight, man. Trust me.